Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Samson's eye is on Delilah, not just his eye, but his heart is wrapped around her little finger. She's about to pull these strings and squeeze out of Samson its secret. My series, The Strong Man. But in this story, well, you'll just have to wait and listen and find out. Delilah is not happy with Samson. She tried and tried to get him to share his secret to his power, but he's only toyed with her up to this point. So, one more enticement. Samson, how can you say you love me when your heart is not with me? You've deceived me 3 times and not told me the secret of your great strength. If you really love me, you'll tell me. Oh, Samson's heart was tormented day and night until... Delilah, all right, I really do love you. To prove it, I will share my secret with you. A razor has never touched my scalp since I was born. I am a Nazarite unto God, dedicated for his purpose at my conception. If my head is shaved, my strength will leave me, and this is the truth. Well, the next day she had everything prepared and had Samson return in the evening. Samson fell asleep in her lap as she caressed his long hair. The Philistine lords arrived with money in hand, along with a razor to cut Samson's hair. Samson awoke to find that he was bound, bald, and no strength to break his bonds. The Holy Spirit had left him. The Philistines took him outside, and when they were confident that Samson was subdued and his strength was gone, they gouged out his eyes and put him in chains. Samson was now their prisoner and a slave to be used as sport. The next day, Samson's hair started to grow back. The great Samson has fallen. The man who killed 1,000 Philistine men with a jawbone of an ass. A man who has been feared in the land for 20 years now sits in a room blind, chained, and humiliated. Yet, I have one more story left in my series. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.